With this KLEM Sports Update for this Thursday, March 28th, I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. Let's take a look at our KLEM Sports Scores and Results page from yesterday. Only a couple of things happening around the greater area. Nothing in Plymouth County. Some Missouri River Conference soccer matches got going. So the conference schedule officially underway in the MRAC. In girls soccer, it was third-ranked Bishop Heelan shutting out Council Bluffs' Thomas Jefferson. A tight 1-0 finish there. And in boys soccer, and the same two teams going at it, Bishop Heelan Mercy ruled Council Bluffs' Thomas Jefferson by a score of 11-0. Again, we encourage you to check out our KLEM Sports Scores and Results page throughout the spring so you can stay up to date on all the soccer, tennis, golf, track and field results that we can bring to you. Again, that's all on our website at KLEM1410.com. Yesterday, the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union released their first set of girls soccer rankings. We brought you some tennis rankings earlier in the week. Now we take a look at the soccer rankings. We'll start in Class 1A, where the number one team in the state would be and is the Des Moines Christian Lions. Davenport Assumption comes in at number 2. As we just mentioned, Bishop Heelan ranked number 3. The Crusaders are, once again, the defending Class 1A state champions. In the top 5 also is Gilbert at number 4. Nevada comes in at number 5. Another area team cracks the rankings. The Sioux Center Warriors are ranked number 11 in Class 1A. We go down to Class 2A, where Dallas Center Grimes comes in at number 1. Waverly Shell Rock is number 2. Pella, third-ranked. Norwalk checks in at number 4, while North Polk rounds out the top 5. The Spencer Tigers, always a perennial power in Class 2A, they are ranked number 8, as are Spirit Lake Park Okoboji. They are ranked number 13. Lamar's girls will be playing them coming up next week, according to the schedule. Over to Class 3A, finally, West Des Moines Valley takes the top spot. Waukee Northwest is ranked number 2. Waukee comes in at number 3. Ankeny 4 and Johnston ranked number 5. And MRAC School in the 3A rankings. Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln rounds out the top 10 at number 10. Again, those rankings coming out yesterday from the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union as the soccer season is officially on schedule and getting started here this week around the state. Well, tonight the Sweet 16 gets started in the NCAA Men's Basketball National Tournament as fourth-ranked Iowa State looks to take another step toward the Final Four when they play Illinois in Boston. The winner advances to Saturday's championship of the NCAA East Regional. Iowa State head coach TJ Otzelberger says the Illini pose a number of challenges.
Offensively, tons of firepower, great in transition. Terrence Shannon's probably as aggressive and playing as well as any player in the country offensively. You know, they've got size everywhere. You know, don't start anybody below 6'6". They can really space the floor. Really good offensive team.
Otzelberger says Illini star guard Terrence Shannon has raised his level of play since transferring from Big 12 rival Texas Tech.
You know, they have frontline guys that can really shoot, so the spacing is there for them. And you can tell he knows he's the guy. He's forcing those drives a ton. Transition, half court, late clock. He's playing with a really high level of confidence. So you knew he was a good player early on, but the level he's playing at right now is a total step above.
Otzelberger says Illinois is tough to defend, even without playing a true point guard.
I'd say they do a really good job moving the basketball, and different guys create the advantage, so it's not as their offense isn't dependent on one guy to try to make plays off the dribble or in pick and roll. So, you know, they're able to space you more probably because of that and balance, you know, their offensive attack.
You can listen to the contest tonight between the Cyclones and the Illini. That'll be on our sister station out of Sioux City, Y Country 101.3. Tip-off will be set for 9 o'clock, and pregame coverage will, of course, be going throughout to the majority of the 8 o'clock hour. Let's take a look now at the high school sports schedule for today. We go from college to high school, where as long as this schedule stays true, we are going to have high school results for you from Plymouth County coming up tomorrow as the boys' tennis schedule heads to Cherokee, where Lamar's takes on an Old Lakes Conference rival. They'll take on the Braves of Cherokee in Cherokee. Looking at what the Bulldogs bring back, should be a good year for Evan Pratt. Of course, he was on the number one doubles team with Michael Meese, usually the number two singles court, but he could move up to the top spot. He joins Ian Penne and a junior on that roster as well. Devin Duvall returns for the Bulldogs this season as well, and a sophomore in Ryder Mullally, who had a pretty good year last year for Lamar's community, returns for the Bulldogs as some of the key contributors that could see a lot of playing time and a lot of significant matches for the Bulldogs this season. Again, Lamar's is at Cherokee to open their season in boys tennis. Other games in Missouri River Conference play in soccer. Nothing in the rest of the tennis schedule, track schedule, or golf schedule today. But in soccer and girls action, it's Sioux City East at Council Bluffs Lewis Central. Sioux City West is at South Sioux City. Boys soccer sees Sioux City West at Spirit Lake Park Okoboji. Fort Dodge is at Sioux City North. Denison Schleswig's at Sioux City East. Glenwood is at Sergeant Bluff Luton, and Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson is at Tri-Center. For more sports news, be sure to check out our website, KLEM1410.com, or you can follow us on Twitter for up-to-date sports news. We are at KLEM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Thursday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteeg.